Blog Talk Radio.
And vibrating with you and for you live
virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the house of the divine prince, Thai Mecca, Thai potions, and Hoodoo Central, is this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this Hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I am humbled and I appreciate your continued support here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. But I understand I haven't been here live a lot regularly here lately. And I want to apologize for that. Not because I've been messing up. Many of you know I have many titles that I don't list in the intro of the show. Congo Square, Preservation Society, Ancestral Elagoon, as well as Guardian of the Flame, Maroon Society, Voodoo Chief, and all of the duties and responsibilities that go along with it. I have also masked for the first time this year, and traditionally it takes about a year to hand sew a Mardi Gras Indian suit. I wasn't invited until October, so I've been really under the gun, excuse the expression, in terms of time and scheduling, and have been also been grateful to be a part of another Sylvester Stallone movie, this time Grudge Match, which I believe is due to air, I want to say November of this year. Our last movie, The Tomb, was due to air in June of this year, and it, I believe, has been moved up a few months or later in the year, I believe October. So I wouldn't be surprised if Grudge Match doesn't quite make November, but it is due to be released in November. It's a movie about a pair of aging boxing rivals, Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone, who are sort of coaxed out of retirement to fight one final bout 50 years after their last match. Now, that's probably about all I could tell you safely about the movie without being sued in any way. But I have been a part of the production. I'm an actor in the movie. And that's a very interesting thing on set. In terms of time, we are filming the movie in present day time, if you will. But as the information suggests, we also are discussing sort of their past. So they're seen in the 70s, it's seen in the 80s, and we sort of have to be appropriately garbed for those time periods. But having lived those time periods, for me, it's very easy to sort of project my own history and my own vision of time along with that. And view from my perspective what the 60s were, what the 70s were, what the 80s were in real time, reality, if you will. So it's been a very interesting production. Probably about the hardest thing to deal with is the heat element. Sylvester Stallone really has this thing about heat. It's an athletic movie, as many of his movies are, action flick. So he's boxing and he's moving around, and these guys are not young, Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro. But Sylvester Stallone, in particularly, is said to really be in great health for a man of his age in terms of his body fat versus his body mass. But he doesn't have a lot of body fat, they say. So the chances of him tearing a muscle or injuring himself. Said to be greater of doing this type of work at a cooler temperature. So he's been keeping the set 96, 98 degrees. I'm in a three-piece suit during many of the scenes. It's been grueling. 16 and a half hour days I'm working on this project. So I'm not giving you an excuse for why I haven't been on air, but I am giving you some rationale for why I haven't been on air. I'm still paying for premium. I would love to be able to broadcast every single day at 12 noon, and I am working my way back to a full-time schedule and balancing that with my new duties. I've already begun work on next year's maroon suit for Carnival, so I'll be ahead of the game in terms of my sewing, hopefully, and my beading, and that won't affect my being able to come on air as promptly as it did this year. And we'll see. The movie projects here in New Orleans have also picked up exponentially. If I'm correct, there's some 260 major movie feature film and video projects to be produced here this year. If I'm only a part of, a third of them, I'll be happy. I'll be grateful if I can just keep a clothespin on my lip on set. Some of you may have heard my sharing of my experience in the recovery room with Sister Abena Africa Recovery Non-Anonymous, which also airs here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always listen to that in archive, of course, and hear of my sharing in her space, because I felt that was the most appropriate space for the material of my experiences working with Hollywood, both in Hollywood as well as in other locations. I did this in Chicago for many years, and I'm now doing it in New Orleans and becoming a part of the Hollywood of the South. Well, I have two major movie productions that I will be a part of, a central feature of, outside of what Hollywood comes here to cast as a film, along with some Guardian of the Flame videos also this year. So please, I should use Blog Talk Radio in the blogging space more to sort of update you, but many of you know that more often than not, my number one stop for getting out information is my Facebook page, and that is www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. And I can't really tell you why, other than everyone's there. In terms of who I work with every day, the musicians, the performers, the other actors, the people in my community, the grassroots work, a lot of that is being done on Facebook. Yama Van Zandt's on Facebook. Many community service organizations are now on Facebook. So that is typically my number one stop. I'm sure the accessibility through the app, Instagram, Foursquare, Twitter also make Facebook a more predictably reliable space for me to sort of connect over a large grouping, a large number of people. So typically that's my first stop. And of course, I've grown in popularity online since Hurricane Katrina. I have somewhere around 950,000 connections online. And every now and then I go through and I Google myself. And, of course, now there are several people trying to recreate themselves as Divine Prince. There is only one Divine Prince, legally only one Divine Prince, and that is me. And my Facebook page in the URL says The Divine Prince. But if you do a Facebook search on me, it'll say Divine Prince Ty Emeka. You can't steal my name. You can steal a title. You can be a prince, if you will, but you can't be time, Mecca. So that sort of fits into the system, if you will. I certainly appreciate those of you who are with me now here live online at area code 347-215-8967. Do feel free at any point in the show to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be most certainly interested in taking your questions and comments. I am waiting on my guests from Nigeria who are in a different time zone. I believe it's about 7:15 where they are now. I'm waiting on both of them now to check in with me. I'm Prince Oloke Kehinde and Adeyemi Ajani Ezebuabun. And I will take a brief intermission, and hopefully they will be online with us after the intermission of Congress Square. If not, you know me, we'll move forward, and I'll come to the phone lines and address your questions, your comments here on IFA Wednesday with the Divine Prince. The Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo, Secrets, and Recipes. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. a world heralded by the beat, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart beat at this place. At this place, beat, heart, beat, beat, we, beating place in new world space, beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be bonza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter, no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. 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 Remember. Remember. Remember.
blessed. Yeah. And truly all is indeed a blessing. We are always humbled and grateful by your continued support and listenership of the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, and particularly E5 Wednesdays. When I originally set up this show, it was as a direct response, I think, to the environment, if you will, as it was online, and particularly in terms of the dissemination of information and, to some degree, entertainment of traditional African-based religious systems. During that period, we were coming out of a long stint of Jerry Springer-like talk show environment. So there was a lot of stuff that was being said and that was being propagated that became truth because there were no diverse voices, if you will, in the arena. So originally, my coming into this forum was to share, and as time moved, we evolved, we changed. There's nothing wrong with change. There's nothing wrong with redefining purpose. The show took on a more educational perspective, really disseminating pure information, pure knowledge about ritual practices, about ceremonies, about deities and Orisha, if you will. And at some point, as always, times changed, and the show became a little dull for me. And I say for me because the listenership never dropped off and continues to grow, particularly in the convenience of the archive. But the vibration for me had changed, and the show became more of a job. So 2012, the economy shift come. I'm not quite sure what we want to call that still, recession, oppression, excuse me. But there was an overall change at the economic level, which affects what we listen to, what we feed upon, and how we rejuvenate our strength, if you will. And that changed, again, the vibration of the show. And in so doing, I began to realize that there was a void that needed to be filled in terms of our connection as African Americans here on the continent, who many have a romance, have a love of Orisha, but are not necessarily getting the tradition, getting the teaching, if you will, and getting it in a correct and proper format. I invited Prince Oloke Kehinde and Adeyemi Ajani, who live and reside in Africa, in Nigeria, in these religious communities, to sort of bring us the pure form, if you will, of the religion and of the tradition. So I'm trying to get them in queue now. Peace and blessings.
Hello.
Beloved. 805. Yes. Who's online?
Yes.
Hold
who's
on, online?
Peace and blessings. I didn't hear everyone.
Peace and blessings. We're most certainly honored, as always, to have you as a guest here on the show. And we look forward to what you might have to bring to us today from IFA.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you give an introduction and speak for a little bit while I try and
yes.
locate our guest.
Yeah. Aboru, aboyi, bubu valawo, bubu ato, asuri, ewo, ewo, fun. This Iba, Baba mi Iba, Udumari Iba, Olojo ni Iba, Iba, mother mi, my mother Iba, my Olugo Iba, my husband, Iba. Akoda, Iba. Asheda, Iba. Iba, Okunin, Iba, Opinin. Homage to the man, the woman. Is my senior, my junior, my brothers and sisters all over the world. It could bless us all together. But because you pray, Iba. On the day, Iba. Iba, Taiwo. Iba, in. Rodumari Bao. This is about Adeniyi Ajani Ogun, Elebiban, from Africa, all the way from Nigeria in Oshogbo, Osun State. I welcome you all to the program today. Hello, a month now, we did the program. Was all is a blessing. All is. So if I would bless everybody, all of us all, and to get us all. Today, we would like to talk about our ancestors. Then we would like our people to know more about traditional cultures. The culture that you belong to, that we are African, Black, American, Africa, from South Africa, East Africa, North Africa, and South Africa. But one that our people know that Africa, we have our own region. We have our own traditions. Then also we have our own culture. We have our own ancestors. And then our own only that we can give a place to. We are here today to address our audience, to let us know more about our ancestors. Because we have our ancestors that are there for us every day, all night, all morning. We call them, they're there to listen to our prayers. Then we answer our prayers. Here we call it Egungun.
Mm-hmm.
Egungun is Yoruba called it. Egungun or Ara Orun. Egungun or Ara Orun. Ancestor, those that are passed away, passed on long time ago. We don't believe that they are dead. We don't believe that they are gone. They are not gone. They went there to rest. So they went there to rest, just to rest. Whenever you will need their attentions, they will come back. Whenever we call them, they will answer us. Our ancestors, they are very, very important, that nobody should forget them. Anybody that if you have no more fathers, your father is gone, your mother is gone, or your grandfather is no more, your grandmother is gone, your great grandfather they are no more. That means you have an ancestors. You call them whenever you need their help. Call them; they will answer you.
Now, is there a difference in how, let's say, a lay person acknowledges their ancestors as opposed to someone who has been initiated, how they acknowledge their ancestors? And the third group would be someone who is actually in an ancestral society. And we do have a caller online, so we're going to take that caller from 773 momentarily.
Okay.
But if you will, I want you to try and go ahead and open an answer to those three different distinctions in how we acknowledge the ancestors.
Yes. You know that you have to initiate because you have ancestors. No. Everybody has their own ancestors. You have your own ancestors. I have my own ancestors. Those are their past. You can, some people will have a temple. You have a temple, table that you have your great mother, your mother's side, that their past will have their pictures in the temple, make a temple. Then it's good to have something we call an opaku. Yeah, you know, you have opaku there too. Opaku is an ancestor object. They have their own object. You can have that and place it there. Whenever you want to see your ancestors, you can call them through opaku. Then you have their pictures, their clothes behind the opaku. The opaku is a symbol, the object of ancestors. Really, everybody can have opaku. I have ancestors. With everybody in the day to day, ancestors coming, people go, people come. But it's good to have them. I said that I think a month ago that good karma before our father died. Relationship with them. Talk to them, love them, let them love you. It's the key. Because of
okay, Adeyemi, you're breaking up a little bit. We can't hear you too well.
Okay. Clearly now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better. I also want to take a moment to address the caller online. Area code 773,
okay.
Who's calling and what's your question or comment?
Yes, Brother Divine.
Yes, peace and blessings.
Hey, peace and blessings. This is Brother Ezra from Chicago. How you doing?
Always a blessing. I'm moving forward.
Great. And to the brother, the elder in Nigeria, peace and blessings to you.
Ashe, thank you.
Okay, quick question. For a lay person who's just getting into our ancient spirituality or our customs, when you're dealing with ancestors, is there a certain order? And what I mean by order, you know, you have ancestors who died 30 years ago, ancestors who died 50 years ago, or ancestors that you didn't know back on the continent. So is there an order as to when you start dealing with the ancestors, which ancestors to try to contact, commune with, are the ones that closely, like my mom passed away. So should I be trying to contact my mom, my grandmother who passed away a few years ago? So, you know, so is there a certain order, ancestor order, that you should try to make contact with or you commune with?
Adeyemi, you're breaking up. Yes, I'm here.
Explain that question to me clearly.
Okay.
When hold on, brother. What he's asking, Adeyemi, is there a order or structure in terms of who we worship and how we worship in terms of ancestors based on when they passed on? From my understanding, our Egungs are those who have recently died. Your family members, people that you know more closely. It's taught here in the States that your Egungoons are more your ascended ancestors. And they can come from different bloodlines. They can come from different locations, and we may not have a direct connection to them. So he's asking, from your perspective there in Oshogbo, Oshun State, is there an order in which we acknowledge ancestors, or are they all sort of grouped together?
You know, your brother, your ancestor, it's an ancestors. Whether he passed on 50 years ago or 60 years ago, and you don't even know him at all. If it's your family, that your family may be your great-great-grandfather, because the same blood running in your vein,
right.
Same blood, his blood before he passed 50 years ago is the same thing you have now. So it's your ancestors. You can, this is what you would do, is that ask maybe your uncle, your brother that know his history, know his names. You can just know his names. This is his names. This is how they call him, that he answered when he was alive. Then you go to the ground, the floor, with cold water, omitutu. You can drop cold water on the floor and pay homage to Olodumare, to the god. Pay homage to your grandfather. You have to ask your family your grandfather's names, his father's name, the great-grandfather's names. You can call them one by one. You will see their presence in you. They will answer you. Call them on the floor, off your shoe, put your leg on the ground like this. Put your leg there, off your shoe. Take cold water, drop the cold water. Then Oti, gin, drop the gin on the floor. Pay homage to the god. Then call their names. It is good to do that early in the morning, maybe in the 1 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, for the first time. So go outside, front of your house, call them, gin and a cold water. Call their names, so-so, this is his name. You will feel their presence in you. Because the same blood, they will know that, my son is calling me. If it's your father, your grandfather, that is my son, that is my grandson, is calling me. Wherever they are, they will come. You will feel their presence in you. So that is it, that angle. Everybody, you wear it. If you know me, you may not get, you may young, when they die, when they pass on. If you even have, some people have their clothes. If you have their clothes that they are wearing when they was alive, you can place that clothes somewhere, have their pictures. You can use that before you have an ancestor's object. Then you can call them, because he wear that cloth when he was alive. He sweats on it. You will feel it. You call.
And you know, beloved, that opens up a big issue. Particularly for us here in the States, because we often think about slavery and separations of families. But even now, in the modern time, the effects of that are still present deeply in our culture. So you have families now where the children don't know their father. So if you don't know your father, naturally, you don't know your father's grandparents. You don't know your father's brothers and sisters. you don't know that aspect of your family. So I want to give Brother in Illinois an opportunity to respond, but I also want you to address how do we placate and address ancestors that we don't know by name, and the importance
okay.
of still doing that. Because I was taught, just as you just said, that it's in our blood. Whether you know them or not, whether you know your father or not, whether you knew his family or not, it's present. And I have had the blessing of meeting brothers and sisters of my own, of my father's children, later in life, in their adulthood, and seeing them manifest behaviors that I know came directly from our dad. But they were never around him, not to the same degree that I was around him. So that energy, as Brother Adeyene just said, is in your blood. Whether you know it or not, whether you know who it comes from or not, we have to acknowledge those ancestors. So, Brother, I want to give you a chance to respond first in Illinois, and then we're going to go back to Adeyene and have him address what do we do when we don't know the ancestors by name.
Okay, I want to respond to half is that, like I said, once again, being a layperson, is an altar necessary, or is this something you just can do to just sit in a dark room or sit on the floor or go to a bedroom and call out the ancestors? Or does, I mean, is how relevant is an ancestral altar or ancestral sacred place that you go to and venerate them or placate them, if you will?
I think it's very necessary, and only because, as Brother Adeyene said, if you don't have the clothes, the physical objects, which many people in the States don't have, I'm blessed to have my great-grandmother stuff, you know, my grandmother stuff. On both sides of the family, I know that that's a rare thing in the States.
Mm.
So if you don't have that, then you go to the next thing, which is obituaries, pictures. Obituaries carry a lot of information about families, often more information than we ever knew in a lifetime, who the brothers and sisters were, who the children were, who their parents were. So I think obituaries for us here in the States play a crucial role in sort of building the framework of your space. But then there's also going where they are. I travel back to my ancestral ground here in Mississippi and Louisiana often. So that within itself is an altar. I pour my libation on the ground where their houses were. I pour libation on the ground where they're buried. Some of us don't know where our ancestors are buried here in the States. I have the fortune of knowing where mine are. Back a few grandparents knowing where they are. So I think both are important. Having a sacred space within your personal property, house, apartment, you know, village, but also being able to connect, if you can, on the ground, as Adeyene said, to where they were, where you know your ancestors were. We do that with Marie Laveau in St. Louis Cemetery Number 1. We do that with Congo Square and Congo Square Preservation Society. You see me post the pictures and the videos of food and offerings for our ancestors, because we know that their blood, their sweat, their tears are on the ground. But what you can do right now, going back to what Adeyene said, is to build those bridges. We all have living relatives right now that no matter what your issues are, what the old arguments are, we can build those bridges. We can acquire items of theirs. We can gift items. We can share those obituaries and begin to fill the void that has been absent for so long in terms of our being disconnected from the generations.
Yeah. Yeah, in addition, It's an addition. In your apartment, find the angle, one angle in your apartment, one angle, maybe in your room or in your living room, whatever, but not in your bedroom or toilet. Your living room or your room. Find the angle, one angle.
We call that a corner, Adeyemi.
Corner. Find your corner.
Yeah, we say corner.
Corner
uh-huh.
of your corner in your house. One corner, maybe in your living rooms, in your room. Find a corner there. You can call your ancestor in the corner in your apartment. Sit down. Drop cold water in the floor. Gin in the floor. If you know their names, call them. If you don't know their names, the same blood running in your vein and them. All my ancestors, wherever you are today, Ham, I think you will know your name. You will know your mother's name. You may know your father's name. If you don't know them, I, for example, hi. Maybe you are Edward. Edward, son of Elizabeth or Patricia. I'm calling you today. My ancestor, wherever you are, wherever you may be, come and have me. They will come. They will answer you. Because they know that our son, my grandson, is calling me.
Okay. Hey, Prince?
That's it.
Prince? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? I'm here.
Yeah. One last thing, I'm going to get off the phone. Now, I know I was blessed to have documentations dated back in 1891. My great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, took out a trust deed to buy a horse and some corn and some other seeds for planting and gardening. It was dated back in 1891. I have stuff like that, death certificate, and also have the bill of sale, the last will and testament of the white man that owned him with his name on there and how much he was worth. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Can I use that also on the altar?
Absolutely. As I will just explain, Adeyemi, having a name is probably the most crucial. Sort of been materialized in the Western world in terms of our attachment to stuff. So that would not have existed if we were not dislocated, if you will, from our tradition. So having the name, having things that tie you to the energy is crucial. I have obituaries. I have documents. I've gone back to the land. I have stones and pieces of masonry work from some of my ancestors' place. Also, Adeyemi was describing in a very natural way, a traditional Lokomi way here of accessing your ancestors, using the corner, and there's sort of a little design that's drawn, a circle is drawn, encompassing part of the corner, the actual wall and the floor, and you place your offerings there, and you, as he mentioned, pour your libations from there. But all of those things, you can preserve them, by all means do so. You know, preserve them the best way you can. Show them reverence.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Lastly, you can contact me, Divine. If you need your ancestral object, you can contact me through Divine. We'll prepare your object for you. To call your ancestors. I know whenever you're sitting, you have it, you call your ancestor, they will answer you. There's nothing stop them and not answer you. They are waiting for you guys to call them. They are waiting for you guys to ask for their assistance. They want to help you. But you don't call them. You think you don't need them. But they are ready for you. They open their hands. Come. Call me. you need assistance, you render it for you. So
okay.
You can contact Divine. Divine will contact me. Your ancestors' object will prepare it for you. Then we'll ship
okay.
it and mail it to you. So it's very easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for that. We're going to take just a brief break, and we're going to play one song, and then we're going to come back with more of the Power Lunch. Ifa Wednesdays here with Adeyemi Ajani Elabwabun. I'm not really sure what happened to Prince Oloke Kahinde. Him a message, he haven't responded, so we'll just keep moving forward. As always, I appreciate all of my listeners, both here on Blog Talk Radio, but also those who are listening from Facebook, Twitter, and many other social networking sites. We most certainly appreciate you, and we always invite you to be an active part of the show by calling in to area code 347-215-8967 with your questions, comments, concerns, and requests. And we certainly appreciate you. We have some hands that just became raised. We will most certainly address you right after this song. And we certainly give thanks.
thanks for another Arun Osa Ifa and having Adeyemi Ajani Elabwabun present here with me on Block Talk Radio for Ifa Wednesdays. I also am always appreciative of all of my listeners, both live and in archive, here in the Block Talk Radio system as well as in the social networking environment. I most certainly do appreciate each and every one of you and your continued support in time and advertisement and offerings and donations. We are humbled, excuse me, by the continued support that we're getting now into our, I think I'm about in my fourth, going towards my fourth and a half year here on Block Talk Radio producing this show. So I most certainly am grateful for the ground that has been covered, the lessons that have been learned, the people that we've managed to touch. And I want to sort of reestablish my goal for why I'm doing this show, why I have Adeyemi here with me now. And ultimately, it is to build a bridge between us here in the States with Nigeria, specifically Asofo, and getting people to embrace the tradition wholeheartedly, earnestly, honestly, and from the root, if you will. There's a big conflict here in the States, Adeyemi, and I'm not sure how aware you are or the other Ifa practitioners on the continent are about a lot of the confusion around the religion that is an extension of our slave past, our slave history. So there's a lot of division in terms of how people manifest these traditions here on this side of the water. We have Santeria, we have Lakomi, we have Ifa, which is now divided into a Nago path here in the state, and a more Orisha-oriented path. I don't know, even know if that makes any sense to you, but it seems to be a big dispute that's going on here in the state. And part of why I reached out to you was not only because of our relationship between Asofo and New Orleans, and you having Baba Dada there and Sable and other people that I know personally, which made it easier for me to sort of build a connection with you, but also because I sort of want to remove the middleman out of the argument. There's always someone, some colonizer standing in the middle, if you will, of the enslaved African reconnecting with home. So for me, going directly to you and bringing you to the show is like going back to the source, if you will, and hearing it from Mother Africa's mouth without all the extra side chatter. Now, I'm not opposed to, you know, the argument, the discussion, and when it's done in a helpful way. But often here in the state, it is not done in a helpful way. It's done in a very decisive way. And we're often forced to choose between how Ifa is being practiced in Cuba, how Ifa is being practiced in Panama, and we're even in some cases given a negative impression of Ifa straight from the motherland. Which doesn't make sense to me, but I have a little bit more experience and a little bit more education about traditional African religions than the average person. I post a lot of posts on Facebook, particularly photos, because I think pictures speak more than any amount of words. People can fabricate words. People can play around with words. People can manipulate words and text and documents. But when we see your pictures and we see you in the sacred grove and we see people from here over there
and we see the ceremonies actually being done, it gives Ifa a whole new life for us as Africans in America in 2013 who are still trying to reconnect with a root that we have been stripped from. And for me, I think the unifying thing is ancestor. That is something, as you said, that we all have, that we can all do, that we can all acknowledge, even if we don't have all the missing pieces to the story, if you will. It's a great place, I believe, and the only real place to start from and build from. And then now with the growth of the internet and the technology that is now available to sort of bring us together, I think we have an opportunity to really do something great and something powerful and really big here by making Ifa more accessible to the African here in America and the rest of the world that's listening. This is an international show, but particularly here in the States, and helping to build that bridge, if you will, of connection. So I certainly appreciate you and your family and everyone there in Asokbo who have made me personally welcome, but also those who are listening now and participating in the show. And I invite you all to call in 347-215-8967 and press the number 1, and we will bring you into the conversation. Sure, go ahead.
Divine. Yeah, Divine, you are a great man. Yeah, everybody knows that you're a great man. You know, first of all, I have to give thanks to Olodumare, God, and I give thanks to Rumila. If I have to go wide, if you go to Africa's today, Africa. Orumila, if I touch everywhere in this world, not only in Africa. If I was in America, Orumila came to America because he tell us in his Odu that he was in America, he was in Europe. Orumila told us that this is how America will be. This is how Europe will be today. Then they are here today. So, Onumila, you know, but these people, they know that Africa, we are very, very powerful. We are rich in cultures. We are rich in tradition, in religion, in everything. We have gold in Africa. We have diamond. We have everything. We have cars, everything. So these people, they're like, okay, what do you have to do? They will be also powerful. So that we want this Africa to come under us. But they had a plan as a long, long, long time ago. But we thank God today that Africa, we are still represented all over the world. As you know, where you go in the world, you know this is Africa. You know find Africa there. So this is where I implore our people, our brothers, our sisters, that some people over there, they're wise. They came here and see, this is Africa. This is my mother's land. You know, whoever comes there, they know that, this is where I belong to because they are broad. They are brain, everything. They feel good. They feel happy. People embrace them, we talk to them, we like to take them, how, let's go to party. You know, that. You know, people happy because they be like, this is me. They see themselves in them because we all look the same. We all black.
Right. That's right.
The same eyes, same here. So, happy to receive you. Come here. I see your mother's land. Don't follow whatever you see on the screen, on the TV. So, Omila, if I go white, all the Orisa, whoever say, okay, I want to drive a car today, or I want to buy a car. Definitely, you are in Ogun. Ogun is that what you are driving? As a god of iron. That is a iron. Ogun, I don't have money. Why you don't have money? Because you don't feed Ogun. Ogun is the one they use. Engine. All the technologies at the computer and everything is Ogun. Ogun is the one they use for money. So if you feed Ogun, you have money. You see, so our Orisha, African, Black American, Africa as a whole, West African, East Africa, the name they call in South Africa is because of Zulu people. Zulu people, the divine, it's called the divine. Bones, the cow, and the divine. It's Ifa. In Yoruba, we call it Ifa. In Zulu, that the names for it in Zulu, South Africa. Mm-hmm. Also, in Africa, you know, all over, the different names they give to them because they have a different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wonder what our people. If you call Santeria, Lukumi, and all that, they say we are all Ololisha. We are all worship traditional Ololisha. It may have a different name for it, but we have to come hands together. We are all traditionalists. If you are Lukumi, everything starts from here. There's nothing you can do about that.
So let me ask
you. If you are Lukumi,
Adeyemi. In West Africa, is there a difference or is there a distinction made between Ifa and Voodoo?
If you have Voodoo, they have this name, they call it Voodoo. It's tradition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are, it's African religion. We are all the same thing. Because we have a different name, languages, and a in the food is in Africa and whatever, in Togo and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So everything starts here, but they have a different name for it. If you say you are Lukumi, Zanteria, you are Voodoo and all that, they all start here. In Lukumi, in Cuba and whatever, they don't have Ikinfa. In Cuba, it never comes from Ikinfa. They're all from here. People over here send to them in Cuba to use. So, all that that they put in Cuba is from here. We are all traditionalists. You can have a different, you can call yourself a Voodoo, you can call yourself your Santeria, Bandelia, whatever. You know, we are all traditionalists. Everything comes from Africa. Whatever name you give to it, it's okay. But we tell our people, I should tell people that knows me, that me, I don't hide my feelings. I always say truth. That let our people know this is it. Then train them, teach them what they need to know. Let them know that we are all from Africa. So let's teach them to come back home and see what is going on in their mother's land. I promise you, whenever you come here, you will enjoy yourself. Even if you spend 3 days in Africa, you're like, wow, 3 days will be like 3 years. You can ask people that they already came here before. They're like, so many people are like, a day before they leave, they cry, wow, they're supposed to leave this place. This is good. This is sweet. We are living in harmony. It's a harmony, love, and peace. As you know, your name. So, I want to implore our people that if a traditionalist, Orisha, the World Congress of Orisha is coming up in Nigeria at Ileife in July. You can see coming and see the World Congress of Orisha. The World Congress, everybody over the world, they are coming to Ileife, Osun State, for the World Congress of Orisha. You can contact us if you want to come to see the World Congress of Orisha. Different type of Orishas. They will showcase them. All of them will show up. If I will come out, Google will come out, Oshun will come out, Ogo will come out, oh, but they will all come out. All the Orisha. It's a shade day. The World Congress of Orisha is a shade day in August. It's also come out. It's coming now. So this is an advantage for you people to come and see. This is where I belong to. You see for yourself, I belong here. Because you see that people are they see your skin, your eyes. We are all here waiting for you people. So if I will tell you how you were born. Your life that you've already used, and the one that you don't know about, this is the remaining of your life. This is how you will live it. If I will tell you, you all have that. Okay, this is forbidden for me to eat. This is forbidden for me to wear. This is forbidden for me to do. I'm not supposed to having a 10 girlfriend, then you do. Then it's forbidden for you. It brings setback. I'm not supposed to eat geza. You eat geza. I'm not supposed to eat salad. You eat that. Meat pie. Snails, snake, some animal, chicken. Some bad behaviors. Some people that they're not supposed to drink alcoholic. But they like it most. But you give them, you bring them set back. They will not have money, they will not reach, they will have left behind all they are made. They move forward. Because the forbidden, the taboo, like what they were supposed to do, they do it most. They do it, they did it most. If I will tell you, please, my dear, do not drink this. Do not wear white clothes. Do not wear red clothes. Black clothes, as from today, is forbidden for you to wear it. If you wear the black clothes, it will bring you setback, illness. Then how will we know? Because everybody has their own destinies. Before you come into the world, before you meet one place we call Oritameta Agban Sahala, that's the place, the three crossroads. Before you come to the earth, that's how you make destiny. From Adala, Alama, that's Obatala.
Yeah. Okay, we lost Adeyemi. And I'm not quite sure what happened with Prince. He never did show up in the call queue. So I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I appreciate all of you who are still online with me, who are still on the phones with me listening. We most certainly appreciate you. Feel free to press the number one on your telephone keypad at any point and area code 347-215-8967 with your questions or comments. And if you need something clarified, I know I had to learn the accent, so I can hear pretty clearly what's being said. But some of you might be having some difficulty, and the phone line is breaking up. So if you have a question or comment, please do let me know, and I'll be more than happy to address you. We will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing.
Yabaru wansi yago, sobo alu mondiae, ati bon lek bakre le kata ou loa, Kataulo aki mache wa welo.
Adeyemi, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sure. Peace and blessings. Your call dropped, so we're glad we were able to get you back on. I still haven't heard from the prince, so I'm not sure what happened with him. But if you can, pick up where you were. I know you have a schedule. You have to move forward. So please go ahead and finish your thought. And if you run out of time, we understand.
So they would ask, okay, you say you want to be rich in life, to be prosper, you want to accomplish in life. This all this that you say, but when you get to this life, to this art, you must to have some forbidden. They will not give you like four taboo, four forbidden or five, okay? If you say you want to be rich, afflicted by your enemies, prosper in life, when you get to the heart, make sure that you don't eat this. Make sure that you don't do this. Make sure that you don't wear this. But when we came as a little baby, we forgot, we don't remember anymore. The next thing is to go back to that Ifa. And let it be the witness. Ifa is the witness of your destiny, it's the witness. I remember that it's the witness. As he was there where you are, okay, you have to go back to him. It's okay. I have destiny that I want to be prosper. And to get yourself initiated. After your initiation, if I will not tell you, this is the hold you take in the heaven before you come. That you say, they told you that you're not supposed to eat this when you are here, but you are eating it. You're supposed to wear this, but you are wearing it. You're not supposed to do this, but you are doing it. So that's the reason I have to set back. The road blocked. You don't get job. How will you get job? You have job, they pay you small money. You know, people just, their life is miserable because they are eating, they are doing what they're supposed to do. So that should make it like the world realize today. A lot of people, all the people, they are eating, they are forbidden, they are eating a war, taboo. You see, bad people, so many bad people. Good people, few good people. But many of bad people. People kill people. They rape young girls. Which is not supposed to be so. It's not supposed to. This is not good. It's taboo for doing that. It's forbidden. So we have to use this medium to implore our people, my friend, my brother, my sisters, that you black as I'm black. So white people, they know that Africa is rich. They are coming. They want to overthrow people. In the second edition, first edition they came. Don't tell me, they're not coming back now. So tell our people, you black, come, see, this is your place, this is where you belong to. Come and see your people, your brother, your sisters, your love. If you are free, if you want to marry from here, there's a woman here that they will take care of you. They will take care of you. They make you feel good. Then they will love you. They care for you. What a black woman respect and all that for you here. You can come. A woman, okay, you feel like a Nigerian guy. Nigerian guy, you are good. You are come. You can come here and have all that. You know, we are observatives. We are good. Take care of you people. So you can contact me. Ask Divine Prince, Chairman, our boss. Babao. Baba, Iba. by divine. You know, contact by divine from me. He will tell you how to reach Baba Neyi and help people. IAGJ@yahoo.com. Speaking of Baba Divine, will give you everything you need in my contact from you. From, you know, he will give it to you. Contact anything that you want to know. You want to know more about Africa. You want to know more about Nigeria. We tell you. This is how we do it. This is how we run things. It's different. It's totally different. The way you run things over there in America is different, totally different. We have a more good people here. More good people. We don't kill ourselves. You don't kill yourself over there. Don't kill people. People kill people. Let us have a train our child, our children, how to have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Respect all elders. Respect elders. Live in love and harmony. Let's teach our children how to love each other, how to care for each other. We have to unite and be one. Nobody can come outside of this. We can tell ourselves.
Yes.
We are the one that can tell ourselves. This is a real thing. But if we tell ourselves, are we listening? Let us listen to the word of the man from God. American is welcome. Africa, we are all good. America, a lot of things from here to feed you people. We have oil, we have gold, we have diamond, minerals, we have it. That they won't come in here and, okay, our elders, they won't control them. So, everything is here in Africa. Everything. We have a good weather. Good, even now, it's cold. Now, some parts in America, it's cold. Over here, it's cold. I feel cold now. I'm on field walking around. I feel cold. I'm good. Nothing. So, love you all. I love you all.
Yes, and we certainly love you as well.
Come on, you said?
Yeah, I said we love and appreciate you as well.
Yeah, I love you all, and I appreciate you. Divine Priest, if I will continue to bless you, and I give him.
And I think we lost our connection with Adeyemi, but we most certainly do appreciate him for sharing and for his time. I think if you're really listening, there are many similarities between Africa and the condition and the state of living for African Americans here in the state, as well as in the UK. I think there's a global sense of rising above and beyond oppression, while at the same time trying to maintain some level of positivity. Excuse me, while the world is still dominated and controlled by the very people who colonized the world and have helped to create many of the social and political circumstances that we deal with today. We don't often talk about that a lot because this isn't a political show, a spirituality and religion show. But we do talk about it on occasion. We're not in denial. I often go on other shows, particularly Racism Not Anonymous with Abinah Africa and occasionally Queen Ifama and many of the other forums to talk about the political and revolutionary aspects of what we deal with on a daily basis. But as a spiritualist,
And as a person, speaking from my own freedom, speaking of from my own liberation, we cannot have revolution without an overhaul of mental health. And that includes a spiritual understanding and foundation upon which we can all stand upon as individuals. For me, that journey sent me back into time, back to the motherland, back to the root, and then brought me forward to where I am today. My journey here wasn't easy, and the journey for many to Orisha is often not an easy one. It's paved like many other paths with many pitfalls and blockages and vipers and hidden mysteries. But the overall outcome far outweighs the difficulties of the journey, if you will. Many of the blockages that we have are self-imposed, are reinforced by oppression and white supremacy, and so therefore are in the realm of the mental and the spiritual. And these tend to be the more easier blocks to overcome. They present the more difficult problem. I think fixing our economic problem is much easier than dealing with the mental health. It's much easier than dealing with where we are spiritually in terms of who we are as a people. So for me, in my journey, as well as what I teach and share in my ministry, is going back to the root. And for us, that is the continent of Mother Africa. That is Kemet. That is Nigeria. That is Ghana. That is South Africa. That is the whole entirety of its experience. But I think we also bring a westernized mindset with us when we journey back in terms of how we seek to divide and separate and categorize. This is the very thing that we accuse our and hold responsible to the colonizers. And we brought that mindset now into spirituality and religion, and particularly on this side of the waters. We're in brutal combat between paths, between initiation, between information, really. And in a world of water, many are thirsty. The information is all around us about the unification of the continent through spirituality and religion. So for me, it is not surprising that that will be a target for destruction. Our ability to communicate and share information in a healthy way as it relates to spirituality and religion. So I often do it through pictures, through symbolism. And when you look at the pictures, there's definitely a continuum. There's definitely a unifying factor when you can see clearly with your eyes Legba and Legwa and Ishu and Ilegwa. Now, you know, you'll have another group that will come in and post all kind of blogs, you know, why these aren't the same and how they're different. And they're really talking about the colonizer information. When you start talking about Lokomi, Santeria, Palo, Voodoo, Obia, you can't talk about any of these paths without talking slavery, without having been affected by slavery. They would not exist without slavery. So we have to go back to the root. And for me, the root is on the continent. Now, the colonizers have divided that up. We've got Angola, and we've got Cote d'Ivoire, and we've got Togo, and we've got Benin, and we've got Ghana, and we've got Nigeria. And many
if not all of the boundaries as we know them on the map do not match the indigenous mindset, do not match the reality in terms of family and bloodline and cultural exchange within these traditions, specifically within Ifa, Voodoo, Akan, all these magical indigenous deity-driven traditions. So you've got to do the study. You've got to do the homework. You've got to find the meaning on an individual level. But then you've got to be able to be God enough and goddess enough to bring that together and see the whole of the picture. And many of these pictures are not any different. Palm oil and voodoo, palm oil and Ifa, palm oil and Santeria, the kola nut in Santeria, kola nut in Lakomi, kola nut in voodoo, a kawi shell. I mean, you know, there's some unifying symbols here that have to be reconnected with a more indigenous mindset that can only be accomplished through rebirth, dying to the flesh, if you will, to be reborn in the spirit, dying to humanity to become God, if you will. And again, I'm speaking symbols that are directly impressed upon many of the initiatory processes needed to enter into these paths, to enter into these traditions. But it doesn't mean that one is more superior to another or less than another. Other than if there is to be a dividing line, it is at slavery, post-colonization, pre-colonization. That's really the way we need to examine when we are researching traditional African-based religious systems. A great deal of what we do here in these traditions is influenced by slavery. And the availability and access to things that otherwise would have been free-flowing before colonization, before enslavement, before the global imprisonment of democracy and Western thought processes. So we waste a lot of time debating those details. We waste a lot of time debating those traditions. And traditions are to be respected. Let me be clear about that. Traditions are to be honored. Traditions are to be recognized. But traditions are also to be evolved from, to be grown from, to be a part of the process of moving forward, not a part of being stuck in time or being stuck in a place that no longer exists, if you will. Tradition has its merit, and we must acknowledge tradition. We must respect tradition. But at some point, we have to develop new tradition. We have to evolve new practice. We have to evolve new understanding. And that requires us being more open, if you will, to spirit, being more open to evolution. And this Western mindset, that's the very thing that it resists is change. It resists change. It resists a certain artificial manufactured sense of what order is. You know, grass belongs here, your house belongs here, your fence belongs here. So therefore, nature is placed over here, and humanity and society and modernization is placed over here. And, oh, well, we're running out of room, so we're going to chop down this forest, and we're going to move in and place our own sense of order where there may otherwise not be that type of order, but a very different, more spiritually infused sense of order. Our salvation is rooted in our being able to understand that, in our being able to get back to that,
and being able to manifest that in how we act and interact with one another on every day. When I first started doing this show and I came out hoodoo, voodoo, obeya, bakur, some people pounced on me. You know, what is that? How can you be all those things? You know, where do they begin and where do they end? And who are your godparents and where were you initiated and this, that, and the other? And rather than argue, because we waste a lot of time in the argument, I'm a result-oriented practitioner. So naturally, as an individual, as a person, I'd rather show you than talk to you about it. And so I've spent a lot of time, in detail and thought in how I post. Not just here on the show, but everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, no matter what I'm talking about. I'm a Labor Day Virgo, for some of you who understand. There's a method to my madness, always, always. So I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to get into the words and the detail. I'm going to show you. I'm going to impress it upon you. I'm going to put those building blocks together in such a way that you cannot deny them. A more recent occurrence of that is the voodooing leg with pictures that were gifted to us by, oh, wow. Please forgive me. I can't remember the name of that page. You all know how they got Facebook set up now. But there's a particular page. What is the name of that page? It's got voodoo in the name. I'm trying to find it and talk to you and not waste my last 10 minutes at the same time. So please bear with me. I want to give them some credit if I can find it. But there's a particular page that many of us like, and we've shared their photos, and we appreciate their message to us in picture because they, too, don't post a lot of text often. It's more in picture. It's more at the grassroots level, giving us the opportunity to see the culture, see the practice, see the tradition. At work, and I'm not finding them. But anywho, if you're paying attention, and particularly to those Legba pictures that we posted yesterday, they are very akin to Ifa, to Sanfaria, to Lokomi. It's very interesting. I pay attention as a Labor Day Virgo to the detail. So when people, you know, post Ashe and it's a voodoo picture, the response might be Ayibobo. But it's in that detail that we are made aware of what we know and how much we really don't know about our tradition. And I think that confusion reflects its unification in a very sort of mysterious way, that we see these symbols and we see these ideas and we immediately accept them, embrace them as our own, and match them up with our understanding of what they are and what they represent, particularly when we are not knowledgeable of the details. That's harder to do when you know the details. The littlest variation will alert me to what culture that is, what tradition that is that's being practiced. And that's why I think too many of us sort of get caught up in, segmented in our own tradition. All we know is what we know. So we make that our world, and everything has to sort of line up with that, or we're confused. I don't think we all have that gift of being flexible enough to take in that much information, that many cultures, that many traditions, and be able to balance it and make sense of it in our head and without confusing them. And that's why everyone has their role within these paths. Everyone is not a Babalao. Everyone is not an Orisha priest. Everyone is not going to be an expert in certain aspects of every tradition.
dare say, all traditions. But for those of us who do have a certain level of gift, we have a responsibility. And sometimes the responsibility, I know for me, gets to be overwhelming. I'm posting, just like the rest of you are posting. But some of you expect a dissertation of information with every post. I love to do it. I want to do it, but it's not possible. It's not humanly possible for me to do that. If I were to do that, that's all I would be doing. I would be eating, sleeping, working, Facebook, and I wouldn't have time to be on a movie set. I wouldn't have time to be in Congress Square. I wouldn't have time to be contributing to Ashe. I wouldn't have time to be the Indian suit. I wouldn't have time to do anything else. So I give what I can. I give what Spirit gives me to give. I light on, as many of you light on to a specific energy or a specific topic or a specific question at any given moment or time of the day. But don't be fooled. I'm not on Facebook 24 hours a day. I know it looks like I am, but I'm not on Facebook 24 hours a day. If you all are paying attention to my pictures, you know I couldn't possibly be on Facebook 24 hours a day. I use Twitter, I use Instagram, I use Foursquare. I'm all over town, and some of you have begun to post that I'm literally all over town. I might be anywhere at any moment, at any time, and post through an app that gives the impression that I'm at home. I might do that for security. I mean, come on, think about it. But the point I'm trying to make is, we have more that brings us together within these paths. Root work and conjure, hoodoo, ifa, obia, voodoo, santeria, lokomi, and our very survival depends on our coming together. Now, I don't necessarily mean coming together and dissolving your rules and dissolving your traditions and dissolving your initiatory processes. Moving beyond competition, moving beyond envy, jealousy, all the lower nature behaviors that fuel a lot of the posts that I see coming from our community and that fuel what we give our attention to. I wanted to briefly mention, too, before I run out of time, a post that's going around now correcting a post that many of you jumped on at face value about the young man supposedly, willingly, consciously, intentionally spreading the HIV/AIDS virus to all these men and women. At first it was women, and then it was men and women as the rumor spread. And now they are recirculating that it was all a fraud, that it was all a conjured up story to harm and to damage someone. And I have empathy and sympathy for that individual and what this may have caused and will continue to cause to the reputation over time, because we all know that which is put on the internet is forever. It's forever. But I think a more important thing to look at is how easily beguiled we are. How easily we flock, how easily we are led like lemmings off the ledge. And what's being played to there is not, you know, what we understand, but what we don't understand, our prejudices, the things that immediately invoke emotion in us without any thought, without any forethought, without any presence of mind first before making a reaction. And that's more important to me than the story itself. You know, heaven forbid if this had been a true story, it would be earth-shattering to everyone involved. But it is still earth-shattering to everybody involved and to those of you who fostered this rumor by clicking like and share. And it validates a point that I continue to make over and over. We don't read. We don't pay attention to the details. We've gotten really lazy about doing the work.
And we live in a society of the shortcut, of the shortcut. And that's how you get hurt. It's with the shortcut. So we've got to begin to take our traditions, all of our traditions, under this envelope of ATR more seriously and think more in terms of our survival, as well as the saving, the healing of our people, and returning us to our roots so that we can move forward into the future wholly, safely, healthily, and in the condition that the divine creators would have us to be. I most certainly appreciate each and every one of you who tuned in for the Power Lunch New Orleans Hoodoo Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince on this EFI Wednesday. As I said at the top of the show, I am striving to move back into my routine. I am doing more movies. So sometimes that will be difficult for me to do. But I will try and keep you posted here on Blog Talk Radio, but also by way of my Facebook at facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe. Here's a little Guardians of the Flame Maroon Society for you.
Like that, yeah, and you won't step, got the headset.